Western Kentucky University is revealing some details about what the fall semester will look like under the coronavirus pandemic. For WKU Public Radio and NPR One, I'm Lisa Autry. The school has released a draft plan to restart campus operations and in-person classroom instruction. Speaking to reporters this afternoon, WKU President Timothy Caboni said COVID-19 is forcing the university to be more nimble.
This August will not look anything like last August. We all are learning to live beside this virus. It's not going to go away until we have a vaccine. And that means for us to be able to continue our lives with some semblance of normalcy, we're going to have to do many things differently.
The first day of the fall semester will be August 24th. One major difference in the calendar will be the elimination of fall break. Those days will instead be moved to Thanksgiving break, with the last day of in-person classes on November 20th. After the week-long break, one final week of classes will take place in the form of special projects or online instruction. There also won't be a graduation ceremony in December. Instead, those graduates will be recognized at the May commencement. President Caboni says by ending the fall semester early, the campus can hopefully avoid a potential second wave of COVID-19. The campus community is encouraged to review the restart plan online and provide feedback by June 1st. In Bowling Green, I'm Lisa Autry.